once I pulled into town, there was so much water and I was stopped by a cop and he said that I couldn't go any further. And I asked if I could walk to the school and he said they weren't allowed to let anybody do that because the water was so fast and heavy. It was like pushing up the asphalt.
When you were stopped by the officer, could you see the school itself?
I could not because it's kind of straight and then it turns just slightly and it was just enough I couldn't see.
And the water was right in front of you?
Yes. And it was probably like 5 foot high at that time, you know, coming in fast, like waves crashing is what it looked like.
So you were trying to get to your two sons who were at school and between you and the school was this rushing water. That must have been a helpless feeling.
Yes, very, very panicky. I panicked to the cop and I was like, I don't know what you want me to do. I want to get my kids. I can't get my kids. The water was coming up so fast. And so I was like, I don't know where you want me to go. I don't know what you want me to do. At that time, my husband was actually coming down that road and was able to find a way to get us across. And then we walked down a path and it's kind of like a little bit in the woods. We were able to come out and be like right in front of their school. There was multiple families and, you know, everybody was panicking because we didn't really have any information on what was going on.
And that's when the rescue crews there started pulling kids out of the building, putting them on boats and getting them out of there on boats. When you were watching all of this, what did that look like? How far up on the school was the flood?
So they said that the water was about 9 feet high at the school. My children said inside that it was touching the ceiling of the first floor. They were moved to a higher level and they were able to come down steps and come outside that way.
When you talk to your kids about their point of view during this whole thing, how did they describe what it was like inside the school?
They said there were multiple kids that were upset. They were crying. People were screaming and panicking. It was a lot of commotion going on. And then they did say that inside the school too, you know, I can believe this because us standing outside where we were, it just reeked of gas enough that it was giving me a headache. And they said that in the school, it smelled of gas. And apparently there was a gas leak in there as well.
Jeez. Allie, it's a relief that you and your family are safe, but this sounds like something that it's going to take a while to get over. This is not something where another day goes by and you just forget what happened.
I mean, this was probably like a two and a half hour process, and we were just running all over the place, panicking, trying to get to them. It was pretty traumatic, and especially with our 10-year-old, he had a harder time than my younger son. I think he understands a little more.
And it sounds like around your community now, around Westernport, there's quite a bit of flood damage. Seems like your neighborhood's going to be picking up the pieces for a while.
Yeah, downtown, a lot of our local shops are destroyed. And I'm sure their school was pretty destroyed, too.